Welcome, and thanks for joining us for this episode of the C3 Church Podcast. You're about to listen into a message from one of our gatherings. To find out more about our community, where we gather both in person and online, and how to get involved, head to c3church.ca. Now, let's listen into a message from a recent service.
For those of you who are taking notes, as much as I'm sharing a bit of a testimony today, I will have some headings, some scriptures, so I do encourage you to take notes, notepad, your phone. My prayer is that there is going to be something that really stands out to you today that you can take with you, and I'm praying that your faith will rise, you'll start to believe for things you maybe didn't believe for before. And that, that you're just excited as I am, because I'm really excited to share. I'm really nervous, but I've been really excited all week. So a few questions for you, though. Has God ever asked you to do something that logically makes zero sense? Yeah? Even tithing, I think sometimes you're like, I give money away? Like, how? What if I have bills to pay and I don't have enough? Why would I give, right? That's an example. Have you had moments where you've had so many questions for God rather than belief? Like maybe you're like, really, God? Like, I don't know if I can believe. Anyone? You're all quiet. maybe you found it hard to believe he could really come through for you, right? There are situations that seem so big to you that you're like, God, you can't possibly do this. Have you ever? Anyone? Yeah. Maybe you've struggled with obedience because none of it makes sense, right? We want to understand, so often we don't obey. Maybe you got an answer to prayer and it's not what you expected or even wanted. I have all of those, and my testimony kind of touches on all of that today. But who here has also had incredible moments with God? Like really amazing moments, like moments where he has come through and you've gone, wow. Maybe he's provided for you. Has he come through for you in miraculous ways that you can't even begin to comprehend, that just make all the doubts melt away? Has anybody had that too? My prayer for you is that if you haven't, you will. And if you have, that you'll remember today the goodness of God, because sometimes remembering what he's done can help propel us forward into what he has for us. Like I said, I'm going to share my testimony with you all today. It's kind of been for the past year. Some of you may know it, but some of you may not. So I want to just bring up 1 Chronicles 16:24. It says, publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. And so that's my testimony this morning, is I want to share with you the amazing things God did through situations that felt really impossible for me. Maybe not for you because you're listening to my testimony, but sometimes when you're in your own story, you're like, God can't possibly do this. It's hard to see, right? So 2023 was the year that I was going to change things for the better. God had been speaking to me a lot about rest. So I think last year around May, I preached on the hustle culture. And that revelation came from God telling me to slow down. You've got to slow down. So I'd slowed down for quite a while and was finally like, okay, I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm going to start changing things for the better. I'm going to start prioritizing my health and, you know, all the things that God has for me, because I really wasn't. As I started to make these changes, my body went backwards though, like in a huge way. On the outside, maybe this last year, you're like, you didn't look any different. Oh no, but I felt it. Like my body was plagued with tiredness I've never felt before. I had chronic pain in my body. I would fall asleep at night and every part of my body felt like it was on fire. Before my eyes even opened in the morning, it was on fire with pain, not like a good burn, but pain. And it was constant. I was so tired that I would come home from work and thank God my kids are amazing. I couldn't function. I would sleep on the couch. Ethan would come home from work at 5. And he would do everything. He would cook meals. He would get the kids to bed. And I just couldn't for a long time. It kind of came in waves, but that was my life. And it was really hard, really discouraging mentally, physically, being like, God, I'm making these changes. Why is my body hurting? I want to work out, but I couldn't. I couldn't even go for a run. If I went for a run, I'd be in bed for 2 weeks. Like I was so plagued by tiredness. So around May of last year was when I really started praying for answers. Okay, God, are you meant to heal me? You know, is there something I need to do? Is there a health problem that is there that I don't know about? Like, God, please, like, you have all the answers, so I'm going to come to you. So heading number one is the answer came, not what I expected. In this time, I received a very timely word as an answer to my prayers. Little explanation, a word is when somebody else hears from the Lord and feels like they're meant to share it with you. So oftentimes God will speak through other people. So this one person in my life I love dearly, I respect them dearly, I honor them. They came to my house and shared this word with me. And the word I received that was my health was directly linked to my job, which I had been at for close to 3 years. There were some specific details within that word, but essentially it all came back to my health, which I had been seeking the Lord about. Like all words, they should be heard. You should pray over them, and then you should test them. So initially when I got this word, I thought, can't be my job. I love it. Like, sure, you sure, God? So I tested it. I wanted to test it. So what I did to test that was, you know, obviously started reading my Bible, because when the Lord gives you a word, it's going to line up with who he is. It's not going to be a lie. It's not, you know, it's going to line up with his word. I also started asking others for prayer. I really felt like I was too in the situation to see the truth at the time, that I needed other people's wisdom, other people's perspectives. There were people praying for me that didn't even know the details. I asked people that were out of town that had no idea. I think at one point I spoke to Jasmine, and she's in a prophetic course. She had her ladies pray for me. They don't know me. They don't know who I am. They knew nothing. But then I had people really close to me that I knew I could trust, that they would tell me what the Lord was saying, not what I wanted to hear. That's important, right? You can go to other people for prayer and wisdom, but if you only go to people that tell you what you want to hear, you're not going to get that wisdom. So I specifically went to people that I knew valued the word of the Lord over my own comfort and my own feelings, because you better believe I was like, this can't be right. Surely it's not. I just wanted somebody to say it's not. Disregard it. yeah. At the time too, as part of my testing, I thought, okay, God, I'm going to start seeing an naturopath. I'm going to start seeing a doctor. Did this come from doubt? I don't know. But it was part of my testing. I was like, okay, God, I'm going to go down all the avenues. I'm going to go see my doctor. I'm going to get blood work done. I'm going to see a naturopath. I'm going to invest my time and money into this. Maybe there's an answer there, Lord. Maybe you'll give me something, right? Like, so I did do that. As it was though, none of that. In the months and months and months that I saw them, nothing came up. Everything was normal. There was no explanation. So part of that testing was me going, okay, maybe it's not physical, right? I didn't know. I didn't have the answers. I think too, yeah, sometimes the answers you get aren't exactly what you want. And that can be hard. I love so many parts of my job. I loved working with clients, managing numbers and budgets, chasing trades and details. I love being on job sites. I had so much fulfillment in my job, you guys. Like, I loved it. So this was hard for me, really hard to think that this isn't where I was going to be. It kept us afloat financially. I had amazing flexibility with my kids in school. Yeah, as much as I love my job, though, my health was declining a lot and quickly. And that made me stop and consider this word enough to be like, okay. So yeah, doubt was really high at this point. I'll be honest. I thought, oh, this can't be it. You guys remember the fasting course we did here at church? Yeah. I think everybody came. Lots of people came. It was really such a timely course for me, especially. I think it was around week 3. They talked about fasting to amplify your prayers. So, you know, you sacrifice food, but it can often, I don't know, the way they kind of worded it was that it sometimes it can push through where it never pushed through before when you're praying. Maybe God hears clearer. Anyway, I was driving to work that morning, and I have to say, this was the extent of my prayer. It wasn't long-winded. It wasn't eloquent. this is exactly what I said. I said, Lord, do I release the burden or am I to continue to carry it? I don't know why they were my words. That's the only prayer I really specifically prayed that day, other than small ones through the day. Wasn't fancy, nothing. Nothing happened that day. Nothing really came through. I didn't think much of it, other than I truly needed to hear from the Lord again, just to confirm. The next day, while I was at work, I had a missed phone call and a voicemail had been left. It was from someone who really didn't know the situation, doesn't even live here in Revelstoke, just a random call out of the blue, right? As this person was leaving a message, they quoted the scripture, "His yoke is easy and burden is light." They were saying that God would carry the burdens so I shouldn't try to carry them. As this person was leaving the voicemail, they even stopped partway through and they kind of stopped and said, "You know what? I really sense God saying, rest, put down the burden and rest." Nobody knew my prayer, guys, like nobody but God. That's it. It was so specific. They even used the same words. Like, okay, so this was undoubtedly the Lord. I don't know if you are getting that, but I certainly got that. It was no coincidence. There shouldn't have been any room for doubt. But it still wasn't the answer I expected or wanted. And doubt did come. Regardless of how miraculous that answer was, I still doubted. So my point number two is logic tries to weasel in. As I leaned into this answer, it was then that I realized how hard this was going to be to like follow through and leave my job. Good paying, flexible, enjoyable. None of this makes sense. Why would I leave this? It doesn't make sense. It does remind me a little bit of Noah. How hard it must have been for him to build an ark when there was no sign that rain was on the way. Come on, man. Everyone thought he was nuts. What are you building this ark for? It's not even raining. You know, at least with mine, it was very internal. You know, nobody could see this, really. They couldn't see what was happening in my body, or I wasn't publicly building an ark. I just had to step out and change jobs. Like, this should have been easy. So, yeah, but I doubted. I started going to my logic, what I understood, what I could see, and the feeling of how impossible this next step was going to be instead of trusting the Lord. Doubt often feels more practical than believing God, right? Feels more practical. At least we understand it. My journey in provision felt so far out of reach for me that I started to believe that it was out of God's as well. It was out of God's reach. That's the trap of unbelief, is you project. We become so aware of our inability to change circumstances or even ourselves that we imagine God must be as we are. You may begin to suppose that either God has a weakness and cannot do the impossible, or that God isn't good and won't do the impossible for you, right? So heading three is question joins logic. Questioning joins logic. Obviously, you start to question, you lean on your own understanding, but then you don't understand some things. So my questions were, how are we affording our mortgage? Are we going to lose our house? Where am I going to work? Who's going to hire me? How are my kids going to be looked after if I can't get flexibility in hours? What does this mean for our family? How do I start to bridge this conversation with my boss? Like, how? How do I even go there? I had so much responsibility in my job at the time. How can I desert clients partway through their homes being built? How does that even happen? How does that look? How is this possible, God? Are you sure this is the answer? Can you give me another sign? Even though I had two already, I want another one. So I want to refer to Judges 6:36. I felt like Gideon. Do you guys know the story of Gideon? Gideon asked God for a sign. So yeah, then Gideon said to God, "If you are truly going to use me to rescue Israel as you promised, prove to me in this way. I will put a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If the fleece is wet with dew in the morning, but the ground is dry, then I will know you are going to help me." And this is just what happened. When Gideon got up early the next morning, he squeezed the fleece and wrung out a whole bowl full of water. But then Gideon said to God, please don't be angry with me, but let me make one more request, please. Let me use the fleece for one more test, just one more. This time, let the fleece remain dry while the ground around it is wet with dew. I was totally this guy. I was like, I don't know. I don't think I know. Yeah, I prayed it. I prayed for another sign. I've heard you, Lord, but I still want more. I was riding the waves of doubt, being tossed to and fro, like it mentions in James 1, 6 to 7. We'll read that one quickly too. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Oh, man. I was living there. I was living in doubt. With this tension in my whole body, I ended up opening up the conversation with my boss that following week. It was 4 hours long. We talked about future plans, changes in direction. I shared my health journey. I shared what the Lord had revealed to me. I felt lighter. My body felt better. I felt like it went really well. I genuinely thought, maybe that's all I needed to do. I just need to, you know, follow through, make a step. That's it. I've done it, God. I've done it. I'm there. Yeah? Am I better? By the end of that week on Friday, the pain and fatigue came back stronger than it had ever been. I could barely stand in the morning. I still remember it so vividly. My body was in so much pain, I couldn't stand. I was in the kitchen and I just started weeping. I remember Ethan came over and just held me and I just wept. I'm like, this can't be it. Like, come on, I'm so done with this. Oh, it was tough. But I knew that that was also confirmation. And I wept and I questioned. It was more confirmation than I needed. I needed to heed the word of the Lord, not my own understanding. So number four is obedience over understanding. The reality was that the conversation that I had wasn't full obedience. God didn't say, have a conversation, see if anything will change. He didn't say that. That's not what he said. He said, you need to leave your job. That day that I was home on that Friday that I didn't go to work, that wasn't the day that I was fasting that week. I'd already fasted on the Wednesday, but I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I was so tired and so fatigued. I couldn't sleep. I just prayed and I grieved. I grieved my job. I grieved relationships. I grieved our future. I was so afraid and I just wept. I knew in my heart of hearts that obedience to the Lord was far more important than my own understanding at this point. I felt the weight of my decision to not follow through and listen was actually going to be disobedience to the Lord. What does that mean for my journey then? I didn't want to leave my job. Do I choose that over a relationship with God and following him because I know he is good? That scared me, and it scared me enough that my fear of the consequences, not having finances, not having a job, you know, all the difficulty, that became less than the fear of walking away from God at that point. What's the point in asking the Lord for an answer and then turning in disobedience because we don't understand? What's the point? Why ask? Did I choose to obey the word given in my answer to prayer? Or did I go practical and lean on my own logic and my own understanding? I will say this choice was harder than I'd like to admit. I've read stories of others' testimonies. We've read in the Bible, you know, different things that happen. And it's so easy to see that, of course, it's better to follow the Lord. Why wouldn't you? You don't see the consequences if you don't. Just do it. But when you're in the middle of it, it's so hard. It brings up stuff in you you didn't even know was there. And you just, it's like you're immobile. You can't make a move. I can't decide. Makes me think of Daniel 3. So if you haven't read it, please do. This whole story is amazing. In Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stand before Nebuchadnezzar, who is the king at the time. And he's built this like 9-foot idol. And he said, everybody has to bow down to this idol. the three of them stand before him and testify before this king that they know that God will come through for them if they get thrown in the fire, because that was the consequence of not bowing down to this idol. The story goes that God did indeed save them. The furnace was seven times hotter than usual. The people, the servants that threw them in even burnt before they even got into the fire, and these guys were thrown in there. And there was a fourth in the fire with them. When they came out, not a hair on their heads was singed and their clothing wasn't scorched. We know the end to this story. It's easy to believe because we see it. We're like, why wouldn't you go in there? God's going to save you. It's going to be amazing. It's easy to see it when you can see the end, but when you're in your own story, you don't see the end, right? It's a bit blind, but that's what faith is, right? I couldn't see the end to my story and it was frightening. What if I left my job and I wasn't healed? What if I still had pain and fatigue? Another job's not going to understand that I can't come in if I can't move. I'd probably get fired. I don't know. All these things come up, right? As I moved through the waves of the decisions ahead, I had to choose to praise God even without seeing any provision. My body didn't change. I hadn't got a job yet. Have you ever tried that before? Have you tried praising when you don't want to? You really don't want to, and you hurt and you're in pain. It can be harder than it sounds. I worked it out with fear. I was so afraid, but I just praised anyway. Sometimes I'd be weeping. I'd be so scared and so anxious, and I'd be crying, but I'd just put on worship music and I'd just sing. I didn't want to. Sometimes I was in the most pain I've ever been in and I was like, I have to praise you, God. I have to. It's what you're calling me to, because I know something is on the other side of this. I have to believe that. I had to sink my mind into the word. I had to speak the word over my life, even though I couldn't see it. I also asked for prayer a lot. Guys, I didn't do this alone. This isn't me being here going, I'm great, I did this alone. I didn't. Oh my gosh. I asked for prayer a lot. I had a crew of people that I reached out to in the hardest of times, and it was often because I was struggling. God had called me this decision, so he needed to come through. I ended up choosing obedience, as hard as it was, and I handed in my resignation right before Christmas break. I had a few job leads over Christmas, and all of them fell through. One interviewer fully stood me up. Another said they were going to hire me, but then after a few weeks of waiting, said, sorry, it's not the right time. Why? Another job sounded amazing, but they weren't flexible with the time and my kids getting off school. And at the time, I didn't feel like I wanted to put them into after school care. I realized how important my family was and I wanted to be with them after school. Some interviews I had, they even asked me, why are you even here? Your job's amazing. What are you doing here? Why are you interviewing for this job? You know how hard it is to answer why when you can't really tell them? Oh, you know, I believe in Jesus and he's told me to leave my job. Awesome. It was hard. None of this was particularly helpful in instilling faith in the decision that I had made out of obedience. None of it helped. It actually made me lean on my own understanding. Oh, I knew it, God. I wasn't going to get a job. Amongst all of this, also financial pressures intensified. Our furnace over this winter constantly ran on auxiliary heat due to many factors. Cost us thousands to heat our house, and it's going to cost thousands to fix. This came up right after I resigned. Couldn't find a job. Awesome. What are we going to do? I voluntarily chose this, God. Oh, what is happening? I questioned even more. God, do you have a plan? I remember walking one morning, God, if you have a plan, you better let me in on it. I'm really starting to freak out. But I also felt like a fool. I told my boss, yeah, I'm going to leave. I'm going to resign. 2 weeks into January, when he thought that I was out, he's like, do you have a job? I'm like, no. No, I feel like an idiot. But still, I chose to persist in prayer and trust the Lord. I was too far gone at this point. I was like, no, I know the Lord will come through. I resisted doubt. I kept praying and hoping because I knew the Lord and I knew that this was his directive. I knew it. I did. So 5 is provision in obedience. There is always provision in obedience. God's timing is always perfect. In waiting, he was tending to lies that I believed about myself and the lies I believed about him. This wasn't just about getting a job. He was pulling stuff out of me that didn't need to be there. He had a plan and he set out to fulfill each of them and to let truth reign. God is so gracious to speak what is true over us, primarily about himself. He renews our minds and how we see him and eventually how we see ourselves. Sometimes there are certain blessings that might seem to be delayed. Mine certainly felt delayed. They aren't really being delayed though, we are being developed. So that when the blessing comes, when the time comes, we don't squander it or waste it. Sometimes the greatest thing God can do is keep things from you until the appointed time. We get angry with God because he won't answer, or like me, it's not the way I thought it would go. We question and leave room for doubt more than we leave room for him. But if God is omniscient, he knows that if he gave it to you 1 week sooner, it would have disastrous results maybe. Completely different if his timing wasn't perfect. In the waiting and agony of it all, he teaches us to trust and lean on him and not on our own ways. But in that, we have a choice, and it's the choice to be obedient. He didn't bring my answer until he knew that I would obey. God is not like anyone you have or will ever know. He has no limitations. He is the one that made the heavens and the earth. He is the one who has all the power. He's all-knowing. He's completely sovereign, always strong, and never tired. Never. I know I needed to apply this truth in my life, and I'm positive there is something in your life where this truth needs to be applied to. For you, it may be salvation of a family member, restoration of a marriage or relationship, deliverance from addiction, the opening of a barren womb, the resources to adopt, the power to forgive, the ability to put to death your favorite sins. Whatever it is, God can do it. Which isn't to say that everything you ask of God, he is obligated to do either. God is God, and he has the right to move however and whenever he pleases. But the challenge is this, to believe that God is God. Which means God can answer impossible prayers, and the God of impossibility can give us an impossible faith to trust him even when he doesn't. Is there really anything too hard for the Lord? The Lord did indeed provide for me in many ways. In our week of prayer and fasting in January, I had a random phone call from someone I hadn't seen or talked to in literally years. Just once again, out of the blue, no connection. Through that phone call, a job came. And in the week following, I had another job offer that was even more incredible. It ticked all the boxes, both of them. I couldn't find a job that would hire me, have flexibility, or pay me enough. And then all of a sudden, I had two. That was a challenge in and of itself, but how amazing. How amazing. Ephesians 3:20 says that now all glory to God, who is able through the mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. I just wanted one job. I got two. Amazing. And even in providing those two jobs, the Lord guided me through internal stuff within me that I didn't even realize was there. He did exceedingly more than I could have ever imagined. He not only provided me a job, he provided two. He outworked this unworthiness I was feeling about even getting a second job and how great it was. Like he's amazing. He's amazing. So 6 is look at what the Lord has done. Not only did he provide a job for me and my family, I can say like I'm fully healed, you guys. Like I have no pain. I'm healed. I followed his word. It made no sense. I am healed. I have energy. I don't have pain anymore. 100% pain-free. This pain that plagues me every moment is gone. It's gone. It's amazing. It's amazing. Does it make sense though? Like I've shared my story with you. Does it make sense? Not really, but that's the point, right? Like it feels miraculous to enjoy my kids, to enjoy walking, to have the energy, to engage with friends. I have a life again. I feel alive again. I feel free. Like, wow. Just as my title suggests, look at what the Lord has done. And just as 1 Chronicles says, I do want to tell everyone about the amazing things he does. And that was my message today. I want to tell you guys, as I choose to remember the times he has guided me through decisions, through low valleys and some of the darkest days of my life, he has always been faithful. He is worthy to be praised even when we have unanswered prayers. He is worthy to be praised even when circumstances don't give us reason to. He is worthy of our trust and obedience. In that, we find our life. This life with God is so exciting. This is a God we serve that can literally make something from nothing. He can do the impossible. And he's done that for you and for me. You may not get what you want, but you'll always get exactly what you need with him when you need it. He literally bridged the gap so we would have a relationship with him by giving us his only begotten son, Jesus. He did that. Jesus was crucified not because he deserved it, because he was blameless, and his sacrifice washed us clean entirely. There's nothing left. Look at what he has done. Look at what he has done. Christ is enough for us. And just as scriptures so amazingly declare, he is able to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. He cares for all your needs. He cares for the smallest of details. My testimony today is just a snapshot of how he comes through above and beyond what I could have ever imagined. Not only has he saved me and brought freedom to my life, he also provides even in the impossible situations, even when all I could offer was for some time doubt and questioning. I felt like I didn't have much to give him. If you've known the Lord for a little while or a long time, I want you to take some time today to think on where he's calling you. Maybe in obedience, maybe he's asked you to do something and you're hesitating. Has he answered a prayer lately that wasn't quite what you expected and you've been hesitating? Has your doubt started to creep up and it's binding you to an immovable place, maybe? Has your unbelief become more practical to you than believing that God is God? Has anxiety taken hold of your mind and started to believe that over what the Lord, over, you've started to believe anxiety over what the Lord has said? Has the answer to your prayers seemed delayed and now you're unsure if the Lord hears you or cares for you? Go back to obedience and the last thing that he asked of you. Spend time with him this week, not just asking, but listening. Listen to his voice and what he wants to speak to your heart, because I promise you it's encouraging. I promise you he's going to carry you. Ask God to reveal to you the next step rather than the whole picture, maybe. Maybe you want the whole picture and he just wants to give you the next act, the next do this. Often think of steps that highlight. You take one step and the next step highlights. Maybe that's it. Repent for your disbelief and lay it down at his feet this morning. He's calling you back to belief in him today, but don't give up on him. He's got more dreams, he's got more plans, and he's got more blessings for you. Don't lose your hope or your faith, because that's where your fight is. That's where it is. Don't lose it. I wanted to remind you today that God is faithful, and I'd love to pray over you. We're going to lay it down at the Lord's feet this morning. We're going to shake it off. We are going to praise it off this morning. That I know the team's going to come back up eventually. But we're gonna sing another song, because I really feel like it's easy to sit and listen, but we should praise God. Come on, like, this is so good. Yes, he's done it in my life, so it might seem easy that it's easy for me to praise, but just as I did, I had to praise even when I couldn't see the answer. Even when I had doubt and questions, I still had to praise. And that can move mountains, you guys. Like, you don't know. We have an enemy that is out there, and he will speak to your doubts and he'll confirm all of them. I can guarantee you he'll confirm all of them. But our God is so good. So I'm just going to pray for you guys today. I want to pray for you guys and then, yeah. Okay. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness to us this morning, God. Thank you, Father, that this testimony is not just for me, but it's for everyone listening, whether it's podcast, whether it's here in this room. There's a reason you wanted me to speak this today, Lord, and I know that this is going to just instill such a faith in some some people today, Lord. I pray they take that, God. I pray they run with it. Father God, I pray they would leave their doubts and questions aside or even just lower them and let their faith and hope and trust in you this morning, God, be greater. Holy Spirit, I pray over each one now, each of them that have questions and doubts, Father, let them walk away this morning encouraged by a word that you had just for them. The only reason I'm here sharing this is because you have a word just for them. And you know their hearts, you know their prayers this morning, God. You know their struggles, you know their weaknesses, and you love them just the same. You love them just the same. And you desire to be with them, you desire to fulfill their prayers this morning, God. I know you, and I know you're good. And you're good for all of us, not just me, Father. I pray a renewed excitement and a fire and a fervent spirit that helps them stand tenaciously for you, God. I pray your Holy Spirit would aliven them this morning, God. Help them to trust you. Open their ears this morning to hear you. And I cannot wait, God, to hear the testimonies from the things you're going to do in their lives, God. Thank you, Father, for all that you are. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. You're so good. You're so good to each of us, Lord. Nothing is too great for you. You are an impossible God that can give us impossible faith this morning. And we praise you, Father. Those miracles are on the other side of this, you guys. Thank you, God, that our obedience means that there's something on the other side for us. And we believe that you're good this morning, God. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in today. Each week, we gather in cities across our region and online to explore the truth of freedom available to all in the message of Jesus Christ. To find a gathering near you or to find out more, head to c3church.ca.